Hi, this is Brother Mo Niles of Temple Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, and I'd like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with Pastor Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow.
Oh, that land where living waters flow, my soul is longing to be there. And some glad day I know I'll go to live forever in the air.
And now, with our message for this Lord's Day, is our pastor, Cliff Lawton.
Shining from praising heaven's peak,
and some glad day I know
I'll go to that land where living waters grow.
Thank you, dear Brother Mo Niles, and welcome once again to you, dear friends and listeners, to these fine stations across this great land in which we live, and even in this great country and beyond, by means of the World Wide Web. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, thanking you for tuning in this Lord's Day, September 30th. It hardly seems possible, Brother Bob. September 30th, the last day of the month. Tomorrow starts October 1st. Tomorrow starts a new quarter, the final quarter of 2007. Hardly seems possible. And so we want to thank you to coming to this special place, tuning in this Lord's Day, September 30th, 2007, to a spiritually special place we affectionately call Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. I trust you're rejoicing in the Lord and on the victory side, and I pray that this broadcast will be a stream in the desert for you. We all need that spiritual refreshing that comes from the Lord, dear friend, and that comes from His Word. Once again, we want to welcome our new stations. And we thank God especially for KVOI AM 690, The Voice. We need to hear from some of you folks that are hearing us on The Voice here at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. We need to hear from you. And I just want to encourage you, let us know that you're listening. And then as well, KAPR down in Douglas. And then as well, KJAA up in the Globe Mesa Superior area. And we thank God, and I want to tell you something, Brother Bob, we have a winner today. not that we're playing any kind of game here, but I said the first person that writes me up from Globe is going to, I'm going to send them a check for $10. And I hope it's possible because this particular person's, an inmate, but we thank God for him, and we appreciate you so much. Let me just mention, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But, of course, down at KNXN, down at Sierra Vista, and those of you who are listening, KGMS, at 5 o'clock here on Sunday evening as well, and then those beyond on the World Wide Web. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate those who write to us and those who email us through the website. What a blessing. TBC, that's TBCTucson.com. TBCTucson.com. And we need to hear from you through the website and as well through snail mail. Especially, we really appreciate those who sit down and write us a letter. So write to us at Streams in the Desert. That's P.O. Box 5339. Streams in the Desert, Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. And I tell you what, I'm just thrilled that we're hearing from people. Not only through the radio ministry, but also through the website, www.tbctucson.com. And then we also want to mention to you that we do have a Sunday morning. We're supposed to have Sunday morning telecast. I don't know. Some people said it was blacked out in their area. And sometimes the devil works that way, folks. So you pray that the telecast will get on Sunday mornings. On Comcast or Cox 98, Comcast 73, but then on this coming Friday night, Cox 120, Comcast 72. Now you shouldn't have any problem on Friday night. This coming Friday night, it's alternate Fridays, right, Brother Bob? Alternate Fridays, but every Sunday morning supposed to be played every Sunday morning on Cox 98. But when we're live on this coming Friday. It'll be Cox 120 digital, and a lot of people don't have digital. But you can always go to your computer, see, to accesstucson.org, excuse me, right, to accesstucson.org, and you can get us live there on your computer. So anybody in the world, somebody in Shanghai, actually, or Beijing, China, could actually see our program in real-time streaming. Now, I don't know what time it is in China. I think it's 7 o'clock in the morning in Iraq, 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning when we go on the air at 8 p.m. So that tells you the diversity of the time, the contrast of the timing. But you're welcome to go on the website. You can see pretty much the latest telecast anytime you want. So we encourage you to do so. But as I mentioned, I am thrilled to receive a letter, and I'm going to take a little time because this dear brother writes to us last Lord's Day morning. Says, "Dear Pastor Lawton, this morning you said that you want to hear from people in the Globe KJAA area who are listening and being blessed by your program. So it seemed good to me to take a few minutes to say thank you for your message this morning about friends. It pleases me to no end to be able to tell you that we both have the very best same friend of all, Christ Jesus. He has stuck with me through thick and thin, and at times put up with me through the same. Yes, I am truly blessed because of him. I aspire to be a true friend with him and to him as my example. You see, Pastor Lawton, your voice reaches into places that may not first come to mind. This is just such a place. God has gifted you to prepare his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up, Ephesians 4:11-13. Through your radio ministry, you are helping to prepare people like me in places like this for works of service for Christ our King. You know, this guy's articulate, you know, Brother Bob. This guy, you know, he should do some writing. He says, I have no doubt whatsoever that this is true of my brothers at the Douglas Complex, too. He says, I spent about 3 of my last 8 years there, and I know they have a strong body there. As you talked about this morning, I am extremely careful in whom I call a friend. He says this. He said, I am so thankful that God is relentless. I love that. God is relentless in his pursuit of us. On the morning of October 16th, 1999, at 9:30 a.m., I asked Jesus to save me from my sins and to take my sorry life, what was left of it, and do whatever he wanted to do with it. I'll be honest, I was tore up from the floor up. He says, well, I took Jesus at his word, and it has been amazing. Every October 16th is more important to me than my natural birthday, because my eternal destiny was forever changed on that day. Every day is a day to celebrate Jesus. In him is life and liberty and restoration, healing and restoration, peace and joy unspeakable, as the song says. So, praise God for this, dear brother. He says, I would so much appreciate your prayers at this time. It is my pleasure and privilege to pray for you also, that neither you nor I would miss recognizing the opportunities set before us every day to rescue those who are lost, weary and deceived, and without any hope at all. The time for laboring in the fields is short. Be encouraged, my brother. Our God is very great. My friends call me Doug, from my middle name Douglas. God bless you and thank you. Shalom aleichem. Peace be unto you. And he asked us, Doug Siddler, I believe is his name, Doug Siddle. And he says, I got a letter from my dad saying my mom is in the hospital in Oro Valley. Please pray for her. Florence Siddle. And so, Florice, maybe. It's Florice, I guess. She is a Christian. So, you know, he's writing to us and letting us know that he's listening, Brother Bob. And I thank God that the radio ministry is going on in the Globe and in the Globe Superior area up there. So thank God for this dear brother, and I appreciate him. And we're gonna write him back and let him know how much we appreciate him. So just pray for that dear brother, and we appreciate him. And another dear brother from Illinois writes, and he says, here, glad to hear that the Lord opened the door for the pastorate, Brother Cliff. And he says, I know that TV and radio ministry provides a real outreach to a large audience since it has been established for a long time. I did go online and hear one of your messages. He says, it was a blessing. He says, I'll check on another one here soon. keep grinding. He says, sounds like all is well in sunny Arizona. Keep on keeping on, as a good friend always tells me, keep looking up. And catch you later, Jim, Brother Jim. Thank God for this dear brother, Jim Heisinger, and I appreciate her. I've got another note from one of our bus kids, Brother Bob, who's having a baby. Bless her heart, Lisa Hale, and we need to pray for her. And then on the other end of the spectrum, one of my dear widows sent me an invitation to her 90th birthday party. Sister Inez Lang, we'll talk more about her in coming days. I just appreciate your listening, folks, because this tells me that there are people out there who are listening, whose hearts and lives are being touched by the precious Word of God. And I ask you to pray for us, and I ask you to write to us, Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come to Temple Baptist Church. We're located at 333 West Drachman, and that's at Drachman and Oracle. They're redoing the street, and they're just about done with it. And we're excited about that. And we're there at the Executive Inn in the Sonora Room. And we thank God. It's a beautiful facility. And we'd love to have you come this coming Lord's Day. Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Bible classes, 10:30 is our morning service. Associate Day, this is going to be a wonderful time. Associate Day, people inviting their associates that they work with, people that they do business with, encouraging them to come out to the house of God. 5:30 our evening service, and then this coming Wednesday night, we're starting our first Wednesday night service, Bible study in October. So we're excited about that, Wednesday night, and then we look forward to the radio ministry as well. So do pray for us. We thank God for you. The Bible says over in Acts chapter 26, very precious verses. And while you might be turning there in Acts chapter 26, let me just mention, next Lord's Day is Neighbor Day. And we're encouraging our people to invite out their neighbors. Bring your neighbors out. Bring your neighbors, your friends, your in-laws, and your outlaws. And if you can't find that, I guess bring your dog along or something. Bring your dog or your cat. But we appreciate our people. They've been working. And you know, Brother Bowler, thank God for him. He was a precious man of God. But we thank God for the opportunity to continue to keep that work going and growing for His honor and His glory, for God's honor and God's glory. We find here that the Apostle Paul was standing before a king, King Agrippa. I would like to talk to you about this matter of the Christian and what it means to be a Christian. I challenge our people. Some of our people said that was an amazing message. There's only three times in the Bible that the word Christian is used, dear friend. You know, we think about our roots today. People are concerned about their roots and their prestigious ancestral line and so on and so forth. But far more important are our spiritual roots and what our spiritual pedigree is. What David said, I have a goodly heritage. We thank God for the precious blood of Jesus that makes us spiritual blood brothers and sisters in Christ. He is our shepherd and we are His sheep. He is the vine, we are His branches. He is the refiner, we are His gold. He is the husbandman and we are His trees, His fruit trees. He that winneth souls is wise, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. He is our Father and we are His children. Yea, we are the sheep of His pasture. We ought to be thankful for that. But also, He is the living Christ, and we are His Christians. And so, the Apostle Paul was standing. He came before Festus, and then he came before Agrippa, the king here, and as he came to Jerusalem. And he stood before Agrippa, and he said, and Festus was sitting there, and he said, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. And the Apostle Paul, he could have gotten mad, but he didn't. He said, I am not mad, most noble Festus. He said, not at all, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. You know what a privilege it was for me to go to Calvary and be there and realize and watch all the hundreds and even several thousands of people go by and not even they're not realizing what took place there over 2,000 years ago. And so he said, this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Now, in the original language, we would expositors and exegeters would say that this was a almost in a mocking way. He said, with this little argument, almost, you persuade me to be a Christian, Paul. I don't know what it was. I do know this, that he was obviously convicted. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And so he said to him, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You know what? Being a Christian involves a choice, dear friend. You see, our lives are the result of choices we make. We can't choose where we were born. We can't choose our mother and our father, or even our brothers or sisters, our siblings. But you know what? There are certain things you can choose. What school you go to, what car you drive, what house you buy, your spouse, your job. But the greatest choice of all is, what will you do with Jesus? That's the question, dear friend. And as we've received this letter from this dear brother, who, whether he's in the prison system or not, thank God, he knows that he is free. I'd like to hear from the West Coast Baptist College now, as we think about, thank God, I'm free. Are you thankful, dear friend, that you're free today? Have you chosen Jesus? He wants to choose you. He wants you to know that he loves you, and he wants you to be saved. And what a privilege it is to know that we can be free. Amen.
I've been washed in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Born again. Hallelujah. I'm saved, saved,
yes.
Saved by his wonderful grace.
How about you?
I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy in sin I sank low.
Yes.
Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful love. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through the saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace.
Amen. You know, I thank you for West Coast Baptist College, that great ministry there in the Antelope Valley there in California, Pastor Chapel and the work there. And I'm thankful for this dear brother who writes to us and says, on the morning of October 16th, 1999, well, happy birthday to you, dear friend. In just a couple of weeks, you're going to have a great spiritual birthday there, Brother Doug, and we wish you the best. Dear friend, if you don't know Christ, I want to challenge you to come to him. Make the choice for Jesus. It involves a choice. Who's this I see here? Here's a man standing before the people, and he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. John 3, we find that Nicodemus came, and Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Not I hope so, not maybe, you must be born again. And you can sing, thank God I'm free, free.
He would bring me out and show me the way,
show me the way,
thank God I am free.
Amen. Thank you, West Coast Baptist College. And you know what, we can thank God we are free. You know, whether you're in prison, whether you're in a hospital bed this morning, whether you're housebound, you're back. You know, there's a lot of people who would like to go to church. They would physically love to go to church, but they can't. Many times, I was in evangelism for a couple of years when we came down here, and oftentimes I'd go into churches and I'd say, how are you doing this morning? Oh, yeah, well, just, you know, okay, under the circumstances, with some of the attitude. And I'd say, what are you doing under the circumstances? What are you doing under there? You know, thank God we're free. And I said, how many are happy that they're here and not in jail? Well, amen, you know. Then they kind of perk up a little bit. I said, how many are glad they're here and not in the hospital? Well, amen, you know, praise the Lord for that. And how many are glad they're here and not shut in and sickly, not able to get out? Praise God. You know, we ought to be thankful. You know, and I'm thankful that he delivered me from all of the wickedness of this world. A woman walked up to a little old man rocking in a chair on his porch. And the lady said to him, "I couldn't help notice how happy you look," she said. "What's your secret for a long and happy life?" He said, "Well, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day." He said, "I also drink a case of whiskey a week. I eat fatty foods and never exercise." She said, "Well, that's amazing," the woman said. "How old are you?" 26. Well, you know what, dear friend? I want to tell you something. You don't need to be bound by the sin of this old world. And, that man, he, you know, I've been in the rescue mission ministry. I was in the rescue mission ministry for about 25 years in Wisconsin, along with pastor in that church. And, you know, it's amazing how sin takes its toll physically on the life as well as spiritually. And people who were in their 30s looked like they were in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s. You know, here was Agrippa, and he said, "Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." I want to tell you something. If you're there and you are just thinking about becoming a Christian, you know, taste and see, dear friend, that the Lord is good. I just want to challenge you. You know, I thank God that He is in relentless pursuit of us. And you didn't turn on this broadcast by accident, friend. You're listening to a man of God with the Word of God, and I'm a child of God, and I have the Son of God, and I'd like you to become a child of God as well. I had the governor of the state of Wisconsin call me up a while back before he was governor, and he said, "Will you pray for me?" And Governor Tommy Thompson asked me to pray for him. And I got together with him, and I asked him, I said, "Tommy," I said, "have you ever been saved? Do you know for sure if you died today you'd go to heaven?" He said, "Around 14. And I said, "No, I don't mean when were you, quote, confirmed in the church. I said, "Have you been born again?" And I had the privilege of sharing Christ with him and leading him to a saving knowledge of Christ. And we need to pray for him. He went on to be the Health and Human Services Secretary under President Bush's first presidency, his first 4 years in office, first administration there. And, we need to pray. We need to pray for those in government. We need to pray for those who are at the mission. We need to pray for those who are walking our streets, because everybody needs to be saved, and Christ's blood was shed for the sins of the entire world. I think of that man who was in the revival meeting. He said, "I'll get saved tomorrow night." You know what, that dear man, he told his wife to go on to bed. When she got up in the morning, he was slumped over at the kitchen table. He didn't make it to the next meeting. You see, tomorrow is the word of the devil. Procrastination is the language of Satan. Pharaoh said, "Tomorrow, one more night with the frogs," you know, when Moses came to him and said, "When would you like me to remove the frogs?" He said, "Tomorrow." I don't know why somebody would want to live with frogs in their bed, in their house, all around their house. You see, many delay and think they have a lot of time. God told the rich fool, he said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And so here was Agrippa. He said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." So to be the meaning of a Christian, it involves a choice. And as well, dear friend, it involves a change. The Bible says in Antioch, they came to pass a whole year, they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Now, we don't know if this was a term of derision, a term of mockery, but the fact of the matter is the Antiochian people saw that these Christians in this church were different. They loved Jesus. They didn't mind going to jail or suffering or whatever they had to do for Christ. They were called Christians first in Antioch. You know what? It not only involves a choice, dear friend, it also involves a change. You know, don't let pride get in the way. You can be changed in your heart and in your life. You say, "Well, I'm a Christian." You know what? I'm not talking about being born into a Christian family. I'm not talking about going to church. You know, they talk about rhinos, Republicans in name only. But I'm going to tell you something. That's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the crinos, people who are Christian in name only. Christian in name only. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're a Christian in name only. You never really have personally, truly, sincerely been born again. You never said no to sin and the devil and said yes to Jesus. You never did come to Him and say, "Lord Jesus, save me. I do now receive You as my personal Savior." And you know what? As Brother Bob says, my producer, here for the show here now. He says, I could have missed heaven by 18 inches. And you know what? You might know about Jesus in your head, but have you received him in your heart? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It says there in Romans chapter 10, where it talks about, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I want to challenge you and encourage you. And then as well, dear friend, it involves a challenge. In 1 Peter chapter 4, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God. Oh, we need to glorify God. And when we have sufferings, when we have trials, oh, we need to do that, dear friend. And I want to encourage you to be faithful to him. Be true and be faithful until he comes for you. Let's rejoice and thank him that we can be Christians today. Till next week, keep looking up.
And thank you again for that message, Pastor Lawton. And thank you, dear friend, for tuning in on this Lord's Day to Streams in the Desert where living waters flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious word. And if you're not sure about your own personal salvation or you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you. So be sure to visit us at tbctucson.com or write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona 85703. God bless you richly, and be sure to visit us next Lord's Day on these stations for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.